Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
We conducted a poll and 244 coaches replied. The question was, do you use a sideline replay system if it is legal in your state? If so, what are the best things you do to make it an effective and efficient tool? 62% responded that yes, they use it for game only. 12% use it for game and practice, and 26% don't use instant replay. We had some responses from coaches. Matt McClain said, we use huddle sideline for games. We will use it to make adjustments, show blitzes or stunts we missed, special teams or defensive mistakes, etc. We have two iPads on the sideline and two in the press box. We just record practice now and review later. Robert Pomazak from St. Charles North in Illinois responded that we have coaches designated to film breakdown in game. They're included in our sideline protocol, which allows them to provide real-time info back to our coordinators. Also invested in a flat screen so kids can watch the film on the bench instead of on an iPad. Adam Wilson replied, we have a TV on the sideline and coaches in the booth have iPads. Chris Smelly said, if you can have it, you have to be using it for in-game adjustments. It's been a game changer for us. And Seth Wilson responded, we are a school in Ohio and do use it. We would be more effective if we had enough players to platoon. We use it mostly to correct player mistakes and allow the quarterback to see what is happening in front of him and where the open spaces are. Coaches use them for possible adjustments. We reached out to Ryan Thompson, who uses instant replay on the sideline, and talked to him about how they use it, as well as some ideas how he would use it at a bigger program that did platoon. And we share those here now. Joining me on the podcast now is the head football coach at Ashland Greenwood High School in Nebraska, Ryan Thompson. Coach Thompson, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. Really excited to be here. I really like this this form, and I appreciate you having me on.
Coach, as we started talking before we clicked record here, for me, this is something I've been using in one form or another, probably a lot longer than, you know, when these apps came out or these systems came out, was some form of being able to get my players' video on the field. And for me, it was using an iPad back at one time, and we even took that and had it, it hooked up to, I don't know what size the TV was, probably like a 32-inch TV off in the shade, so that after our inside run periods, the group that was actually using it the most was our tight ends and H-backs, who had some different insertion points, and their coach would review it with them. But then we just had it out on the field all the time, and it was like, I told the team, you know, whoever it might be, feel free to have that thing over by what you're doing, film a drill, whatever. So my iPad got a lot of use that year, and you know, the benefit I saw was guys were getting immediate feedback. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about how that happens during the game, but in general, I think these instant replay systems can be used probably much more than their intended purpose, which is during the games, but also in practice as well.
Absolutely. I think anytime you can give immediate feedback and more than just talking, more than just a coaching point, kids learn visually with all the things they got in their hands all day and things that they do. I think visual review is important. We try to do as much as we can at practice and obviously in games. But like you just said, it's easy to show a kid what you're seeing through some video, through some pictures, than it is sometimes explaining it. So I think it's a huge tool. I think kids love it. I think it's an important thing for any team to have to be successful.
Well, Coach, let's dig into a little. I guess the intended use of this is game day, and certainly a powerful use. That's stuff that we might not catch till Saturday morning on film, we can see during the game and make a correction before the next series. So talk to us a little bit about, first of all, how long you've been using this system, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I think we've been using our sideline replay system maybe 5 years now. If I'm dating myself, I think about right then. And, you know, we've started out slow. We really didn't know what we were doing with it. And now, you know, we kind of have our own routine on what we're trying to find, what we're trying to help with. You know, we're at a school where we have about 50 kids out for football, and a lot of kids are playing two-way positions. So for us, our coaching staff up top really takes a look and dives into that replay. And when we can, when we have those kids that we can get to the sideline, we're able to pull them aside real quick and pull up that clip that we need, or pull up that series that we need, and just give them a quick coaching point or a quick look that we're seeing, and making sure that they're seeing the same thing.
Because I think the biggest challenge with any kind of technology is how you integrate it into your workflow, because the point of technology is to make things easier, to be able to work smarter, not harder. But that's always a challenge up front, like you mentioned, that you guys initially really didn't know how to use it, but you've learned that over time. So, jumping ahead 5 years from when you started doing this, what do you see as, I guess, the best tips for getting started with something like this and integrating it into your game day?
Yeah. What we did starting out was we let our box coaches really take control. We had an iPad upstairs, iPad downstairs, and those guys up top in between calling the game, either defensively or offensively, they would go ahead and quickly go through clips. And then what happened was they'd forget the clip that they were on. So the next thing they did, they would start writing down the clips that they wanted to go back to as they stored number 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever clip it was. So they quickly would pull it up. They could digest the information and prepare themselves for the next series. What I would do with it would be calling defense from the sideline. I would kind of do the same thing. I would ask them how my alignment looked with what we thought they were doing. If something looked off, they would mark that clip. Once that defensive series was done, I'd quickly pull out the iPad and just make sure everything was matching up. So that's how we started slow, was kind of helping each coach out. And then once we were comfortable with that and understood how that worked, we started moving into those players that weren't maybe playing both sides of the ball, so we could kind of start helping those kids see what we saw.
Coach, as you take a look at different ways that you can use this during the game, how do you avoid the situation where maybe you get overwhelmed with the data, with the feedback, that you certainly want things to remain fluid on the field, you want to make those adjustments, but at the same time, it can't become a hindrance to what you're trying to do as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have a game plan for a reason, and I strongly believe you keep that. That doesn't mean you don't adjust to it, but what we look at it as, are they aligning like we thought? Do we need to change one of our schemes because of their alignment? Do we need to show a kid that, maybe he's messed up a couple times with a certain scheme or a certain key, and show him what he's seeing compared to what we're seeing? So we try to keep it very simple, very, very small pinpoint adjustments. But like you said, you can go into that and all of a sudden throw a lot of things out and try to do something different. But the goal of the sideline is to make sure, in my mind, make sure that your game plan was correct, and then adjust accordingly to did they do something different that week that we didn't think they were going to do.
Coach, looking at the 5 years you've been using this, what are some things that you guys have been able to pick up over the course of the game that's really made a difference for you in that particular game?
Number one, sometimes our defensive run fits would get kind of mixed up as the game went along, maybe due to a formation we didn't see or a scheme maybe we didn't think they were going to run. So just being able to show linebackers and safeties as they're coming downhill or as they're forcing the edge and et cetera, showing them where they need to line up and where they're lining up. That was one big adjustment that we saw that we were able to do quite a bit. Another one was helping the quarterback out, just showing him, okay, if what are you seeing before the snap? Because here's what we're seeing, and does it match up with what we've talked about all week? Helping him calm down a little bit, helping our linemen out as if they see a different front and understanding what they're trying to do. So the great thing is as coaches, we learn, as players learn as well. Like you said earlier, it's just taking this tool and making sure that it fits you and your staff, but then getting that information to the kids in an easy manner. And I think with those sideline systems, with all the technology it has, I think any staff can find a philosophy out there for them that's going to help their team too.
Coach, when you look at your situation, and I think for a lot of guys, they see the situation, I got 50 guys, most are on the field, I don't have time to make those adjustments. So they, I guess, maybe don't value the tool or the ability to use something like this as much. I think you've found a way to make it work in your program that your coaches are able to pick things up and communicate that. With the short period of time where you might have those kids, and it may very well be one rep during a, you know, a special team. Maybe it's you got a kid off on punt and you can communicate something to him. How important is it to understand your system and be able to communicate to your players in very concise language? I know in the military they call it brevity code. How much do you guys emphasize that in your ability to make adjustments?
Yeah, just quick background. So we have 50 kids. We have five coaches, and right now no volunteers. So we usually have three guys on the sideline and two guys up top, just for those that are maybe trying to picture what we have. What our goal is just quick words. The key words to your blocking scheme, the key words to your run fit, the key words to whatever we're looking for. We're just trying to give them that information that triggers that whole fundamental to get a little bit better. So we don't always do a great job at it. As coaches, we tend to think we need to talk a little bit more than we need to. We need to give more discussion. But really, it's you just find a couple words that you use in practice that you should be using every day, and that should be able to either refocus the kid or help him adjust to what's needed to be done.
Coach, the other thing when you're thinking about something like this and implementing this are kind of the non-coaching things that this requires some setup, some time before the game, time after the game, maybe even some troubleshooting during the game. How have you guys been able to manage that part of this process and utilization of this tool?
Yeah, just like anything else, every coach has a role pre-game and post-game. We got a couple coaches setting up end zone. We got a couple coaches setting up our sideline. And then as the players get there, then we're, on to our pregame. But really, it's very simple once you get going. There's a couple things to plug in, a couple things to turn on. And as long as you get your signal, which isn't usually an issue because you have your box there ready to go, it comes on. There is sometimes during the game that issues come up. Those things are learning instances. The first time, maybe we didn't really know what to do, but now it's at a point where it's almost the old adage of quickly shut off and turn on, and things work great. But I would say that happens maybe once in eight games. The products are pretty good. Those guys that pump them out, they're really on top of what they do. So it takes one or two games to get a feel for it, and then you're just rolling.
Coach, when you look at your halftime, that is a time when you can get players together regardless of the size of your roster and how many guys are out on the field. How are you utilizing the technology at halftime to ensure that you guys go out there with the adjustments they need in the second half?
Yep, we start with coaches. We head up to a spot with coaches and any clips that we need to look at and we need to check out, we go through so we know exactly what we're going to tell kids. Sometimes we just take that straight to the whiteboard. Sometimes we do huddle up, a couple groups here or a couple groups there to show them what we're seeing. But it all starts with making sure that we're not going to jump to anything. We're going to make sure we look at the clips first as a staff and agree on what we're going to do and how we're going to present it. But yeah, that's a great time that you're able to use that chunk. You know, you get the 10 to 12 minutes before you're starting to make your way down to the field again. So, it's important to, take that time and use it to your fullest.
And from, I guess, a procedural standpoint, how are you managing who gets those iPads? I don't know how many you're using, but who gets the iPad and when to be able to go over that with, you know, the different position groups you have?
We have a great staff and we kind of feed off each other. So we're pretty open with each other. If someone needs it and we all agree that that's the thing we need to address, that position coach or that coordinator takes it and goes. As for during the game, we have one iPad up in the booth with our coaching staff and one iPad on the sideline. And we have someone usually holding the iPad on the sideline, either a manager or an injured player. And they're kind of hanging out behind me. And if I see a clip that I want to go back over, I'll just tell them to tag it. And then I'll check it a little bit later on once the series is over. So, that's our system we kind of use, as for who has the iPad and how we get it on the sideline. But again, during halftime, it's, hey, what's the one thing we got to take care of? What's the second one? And if we have a time to get the next one, let's do it.
Coach, I'm sure you've investigated and researched other best use practices with this technology. If you were to be at a bigger school, with maybe a two platoon system or at least a number of guys who you had the ability to meet with in between series, how would you utilize that technology in that situation?
I think you would, me personally, I would bring groups over or, you know, your front seven or your line or whatever groups needed. And I believe you give them either a positive reinforcement that, hey, this is, we're seeing this, you're doing this great. And then possibly something we need to adjust, or something we need to clean up. I think that just like in practice, as you do it, when you get that opportunity, the same in the game. I believe, those kids getting that positive reinforcement and things that they were doing right is important, builds confidence in them. And then, giving them something to, hey, if we clean this up, things are going to get better. I would definitely bring them over. I don't think you need to show them every single clip, at any time, but it would be something where they would meet. We'd meet as a group. Obviously, being a 2-for-2 team, you probably have enough staff that you could do that as well. So I think you should take advantage of it. We would take advantage of it if given that opportunity with the number of kids and staff.
Coach, I mentioned early on that I had been using the technology in practice. At the college level, we weren't allowed to use it in game, but I did have access to some different programs over the year. Have you thought about, or do you guys use this at all in practice?
We do. We go ahead and film behind inside run. We go ahead and film a little bit of a wide angle of some 7-on-7, and then our scrimmage time early on in the season. As the season goes along, our filming maybe goes down a little bit with the number of people helping us out and whatnot. But yeah, we take a full advantage of it during practice. We don't stop a lot, because we're trying to move and keep on going and get through. But after practice, coaches look at it and then we will go ahead and give that info back to the kids before the next practice.
I know one of the best things I did once I had the instant replay system and we were filming, you know, at the time I was coaching offensive line. So I just had one of my student assistants with my iPhone filming from behind, and I had my iPad right under my script. And as we were, you know, all of our plays would be communicated from the sideline like we do on game day with our signals. I would just take a second to watch that play, and let's say my left guard messed something up that I would be able to communicate real quickly to what he was doing. And you would see all the time, you know, the guys up on the line of scrimmage as they're getting ready for their next play, just give you a thumbs up, I got it. And I thought, wow, that's pretty neat that we have the ability to do this, that we can make those corrections. You don't hear guys all the time saying, well, in these up-tempo environments, you got to coach so much up off of film, you don't have the time. But I do think with this technology, we could start integrating that into our practices a little bit more.
That's a great point, and I'm going to steal that from you right now. No, we're always looking for ways to improve and ways to utilize what we have. And sometimes, like I said, we kind of get in our old ways, but that's a great opportunity to quickly get a quick mental rep for coaches and then quickly use your keywords and pump it back out to whoever you need it. So I agree. I think anything you can do or anything as coaches we can learn to help our kids out, it's just a no-brainer. You got to do it.
That's great, Coach. Hopefully this was all helpful to you, and I gave you some ideas as well.
Said, I got notes now, and we're ready to go. We have a meeting on Thursday, and that's going to be one of the topics. So I appreciate you taking the time to let me talk a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.